Thank you so much for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Let's continue our conversation about Malaysia's 6-point drop in Transparency International's Corruption Perceptions Index 2020. Joining us on the line now, we have Dr. K.M. Loy. He's the president of the Association of Anti-Bribery Management Systems Practitioners Malaysia. He was the vice chair of the committee responsible for the design and development of the anti-bribery management systems standard. So it's a pleasure to have you on the show, Loy. Now, you've got decades of experience in anti-corruption work. I'd like to begin our conversation with your views on Malaysia's drop in the CPI rankings. Loy, there? Okay, Loy, are you there? You're on the line with us? Can we get your views on the 6th place drop in the CPI rankings?
It looks like we've lost Dr. Loy from Mehmet. Yeah.
So, it does seem that we've got some technical difficulties in trying to get him back on the line.
What I think would be really interesting in a discussion with him is the fact that the 2020 enforcement of the June 1st, 2020 enforcement of the corporate liability provision in the MACC Act, you know, really places a burden of proof on businesses that they have put into place what is called the 5 principal guidelines on adequate procedures to prevent bribery and the threat of potential corruption within their own business. And I wonder if businesses are aware of this, because sometimes these things pass without adequate public engagement, so that businesses might not be aware that this is in fact now their responsibility and they can't claim ignorance.
All right, so I think we have him on the line. Loy, are you back on the line now? I'd like to repeat my question and ask you for your views on why Malaysia dropped so much in the CPI rankings.
Yeah, Loy here. Yes, obviously you realize that our CPI has dropped from last year, which is just a few numbers, but it really means a lot to us. But if you were to analyze Malaysia CPI over the last 10 years or so, you see that we always score between a range between 50 and not more than that. Yeah, but I believe there is room for improvement. And are we actually addressing this to improve our CPI or not? That is always a big question. Are we targeting the right and focus on the right effort to fight corruption, to curb corruption, to curtail corruption, the right way or not? So I believe there are still more room for us to improve.
Loy, could you help us understand the corporate liability provision, Section 17A of the MACC Act, that now places the burden of proof on businesses to put in place the 5 principal guidelines on adequate procedures? Could you explain that to us?
Well, if you realize that corporate liability is not new as far as Malaysia is concerned, because in the year 2013, then Datuk Seri Abdul Kassim, the MACC chief, had mentioned that we are going to introduce this corporate liability since the year 2013. But in the world, as far as 2017, up to 2017, a lot of countries have already revised their own act, Prevention of Corruption Act or whatsoever, is to address the corporate liability. And this is where, in line with our UNCAC, United Nations Convention Against Corruption, this is one of the activities to bring forward. So what I'm trying to say is that corporate liability is not new, but it has been quite some time. And if you realize...
Sorry to interrupt you, but I just want to point out that the Corruption Perceptions Index by Transparency International, that focuses on the public sector. Looking at the corporate liability, that's the private sector. It is, it's a supply and demand. Corruption requires supply and demand, a give and a take. How are businesses adopting this? Are businesses aware about corporate liability, their role in preventing corruption?
Well, it's the most important thing that even we have to measure, we measure CPI based on the public sector. But it's important that we have to improve the ease of doing business. And to ease of doing business is that sometimes there could be a conflict of interest in the government policy And also, they always, we always say that there's a give and take issue, and this is very important to address this issue. Don't forget, out of these 9 surveys that TI is focusing on, is one very important survey, which is called the IMD World Competitiveness Report. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is where we score very low. It's only 51. But do you realize that this is also important, one of the data that needs to be collected? If I remember correctly, many years ago, our Malaysian Productivity Corporation, our government agency, is responsible to be the focus point to coordinate this type of survey. I'm not sure whether MPC is still doing it or not. But it's very important, plays a very important role, because the other index that we refer to, called the World Economic Forum, and this survey scored 62%, whereas the World Competitiveness Survey by the IMD score only 51%. It's a contradictory. It means it's a mismatch. Where does this happen? Where, as much as the corporate liability is concerned, but it's the other side. Who is the taker? Who is the giver?
Right.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time, and I do want to have you back on the show to discuss this further. But thank you so much for joining us on the line tonight. We really do appreciate your insights. That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching, and good night.